This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, the mother lode of photographs for the web and print is a company called Getty Images. That company tended to be quite strict about their intellectual property and got a reputation for sending expensive bills to people who use their photos without paying for a license. But there's news that Getty will now let people use 35 million of its 80 million images for free. Marketplace's Dan Weissman is here. Dan, how do they make money with free?
You know, in the short term, there's no direct mechanism for income. They don't know. But down the road, they've got a few ideas. First, the photos are available as embeddable images like YouTube, and YouTube has been known to place ads on embedded videos. Getty says it might do that, and it's already got a partnership with a company that embeds ads in photos. Second, Getty can pull data about how the photos are being used and by whom, which could help it make decisions about what kind of images to commission, and it could analyze and sell that data. And of course, if it's selling ads on the images themselves, that's good data to have. And finally, the embeds include a credit to the photographer and a link back to Getty. So it could end up with some paying customers.
But why would anybody pay then?
Well, there are a few restrictions on these free images. So you can't use them in ads, say. And the embed layout is clunky enough that some publishers might prefer to pay to get more control. And there are still millions of images that are not part of this deal.
So, Dan, tell me more about this company and why it's such a big player in this industry.
Getty was founded in 1995, so it's native to the digital world, and it's been super aggressive about growth. So if you want a photo from the Time Life collection, you get it from Getty. The company has bought up a lot of the competition, including new kinds of competitors as they emerge. So traditionally, companies like Getty licensed images one at a time for good money. And in the early 2000s, companies like iStock Photo created a new model where buyers could make micropayments or even do an all-you-can-eat subscription. And, you know, those collections were like not the best photos. They were good enough. They became popular. And in 2006, Getty bought iStock Photo. So this move is part of that forward-looking attitude. Getty says it knows its images are already used in this way already. But there's no credit, no links back, no data, no way to sell ads. So this looks to the company like a big upgrade.
Marketplace's Dan Weissman in Chicago. Thank you.
Thanks, David.